I first met Peter Ustinov in the summer of 1963 in New York. We were both staying with friends on one of the huge Gatsby-like estates on Long Island, though in different houses. He was a guest of Lillian Hellman, I remember. I'd gone for a pre-lunch walk along the shore and met Peter coming in the opposite direction. We introduced ourselves, and I took him back to meet my lot, who were sprawled on the terrace reading the Sunday papers. By the time Peter and I arrived, we had somehow spontaneously assumed the roles of two British civil engineers who'd been hired to build a motorway running through this sylvan landscape, and indeed through the middle of that extremely gracious house. Peter kept up this improvisation effortlessly the whole time he was there. My own contribution, of course, was just to laugh helplessly. Ustinov was in his early 40s then, and had already notched up some very impressive credits in radio, television, theatre and movies, showing the versatility which critics and cynics would later use as a rod for his back, the theory being that if you do lots of different things in your life, you won't do any of them well. However, this particular jack-of-all-trades had already acquired some fairly prestigious awards to prove them wrong, Oscars, Emmys and playwriting prizes in London and New York. He started in the theatre in 1938 as an actor in Rep, also in Review, writing and performing his own comedy sketches. In the war, he worked in the Army Kinematograph Service, writing propaganda films. He also played a youthful Nazi in a Will Hay comedy, and a Dutch priest in One of Our Aircraft Is Missing. In the 1950s, he had great success with two theatre plays, The Love of Four Colonels and Romanoff and Juliet, both of which won Best Play Awards. When Romanoff and Juliet was made into a film, he was author, producer, director and actor, and also did some drawings for the designer to work from. In films and television...